This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified at two hearings on Capitol Hill Wednesday as lawmakers tried to tease out more information from him about what his investigation found. While Mueller revealed very little information not already in his report, President Trump had plenty to say about the day's proceedings. He praised the Republicans at the hearings who defended him and his presidency.
They were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats.
And he had strong criticism from Mueller and the work his team did.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Mueller emphatically denied that the probe was a witch hunt or a hoax. At the end of the day, very little new information had come out, except that Mueller's team chose not to subpoena the president because they didn't want a long legal battle. Mueller also noted it's against Justice Department policy to indict a sitting president. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a press conference shortly after the bombing, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. For more on any of these stories and the latest news 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea filed two projectiles off its east coast on early Thursday, local time. South Korea's military reported that it is Pyongyang's latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate on what kind of projectiles were launched. The North Korean launch could further delay nuclear talks with the United States. U.S. officials have said they would like to begin working-level talks as soon as possible. Last week, North Korea threatened to resume intercontinental ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests if the U.S. and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises. The U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies, looking into whether they've suppressed competition and harmed consumers. AB correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed the targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sudan's military says it has arrested the army chief as well as several senior officers over a foiled coup attempt. It was the second coup attempt reported this month. Earlier this month, the military council, which took over the country after overthrowing longtime leader Omar al-Bashir in April, said it arrested at least 16 active and retired military officers over an attempted coup on July 11th. The attempted coup comes as the ruling military council is negotiating a power-sharing deal with protest leaders to form a joint civilian-military governing body. And the Trump administration's restrictive new asylum rule survived an initial court challenge on Wednesday. Announced earlier this month, the new rule bars asylum from migrants who reach the U.S. southern border without applying for asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. The directive disqualifies a significant portion of mostly Central American asylum seekers who reach the U.S. border. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.